two types of water harvesting. Passive water harvesting is simply the act of sculpting the landscape to direct rainwater to where it should be, like plants, and away from where it shouldn't be, like a home's foundation. In essence, we're facilitating a controlled descent to a resting place. Unlike their passive counterparts, active water harvesting features don't blend into the landscape. They're human-made structures and are quite noticeable. Those iconic rainwater harvesting cisterns are the most prominent examples of active water harvesting. Passive water harvesting. For this exploration, we'll be discussing three passive water harvesting features. 1. Diversion swales. 2. Mulched basins. 3. Raised berms. Diversion swales capture and slow rainwater flow while allowing some of it to sink into the ground. Ever seen water flowing in a rocky stream? Think of a swale as an intermittently flowing stream that's guiding your rainwater's controlled descent to a resting place. Mulched basins. Sunken garden basins use wood chip mulch to aid with water infiltration and moisture retention while serving as the resting place for my rainwater. Over time, this water will sink into the ground where it provides liquid nourishment to plant life as it percolates into the water table. Raised berms. These high spots direct rainwater to lower areas where it nourishes plants. I have a front yard berm that looks like an earthen dam. It's made from dirt and rocks and is a great place for planting cactus, like golden barrels and bunny ears, along with other plants that don't need much water. It also acts like a big hug that keeps rainwater in my basins and out of the street, where it can contribute to urban flooding problems. Let's consider passive water harvesting in action. The swale diverts downspout water into two mulched basins. The water enters the primary collection basin, and when it overflows, the rainwater goes into the secondary basin. Passive water harvesting principles. Passive principle number 1. Think like water. Remember that, regardless of the terrain, it always flows downhill. Do you like where it's going, or do you need to send it elsewhere? Passive principle number 2. Decide what you want your water to do. Since rain is falling on your property free of charge, treat it like a helpful friend that nourishes your plants rather than a nuisance that causes floods. Passive principle number 3. Plan for overflow. Remember, you don't control the weather. If you've built a single water harvesting basin and it fills up, you have a big problem. Connect it to a second basin, and your excess water has a place to go, without leaving your property. Starting with a bare lot? That's what I did back in 2004. If I had to do it over again, I would have followed a bit of water harvesting advice that I heard several years later. Plant the water first. What does this mean? It means that you refrain from planting anything until you've created your earthworks, the swales, basins, and berms. I also recommend the addition of rain gutters and downspouts to remove the water from your roof and direct it away from your home's foundation. What goes where? Here's what I recommend. 1. Start your drainage swales right below the downspout openings. Extend them as far as the entrance to your 2. Rainwater harvesting basins. Locate these at least 10 feet away from your home's foundation. 3. If your lot slopes toward the street, and many of them do, build berms on the downhill sides of your basins. This will keep the rainwater on your property and out of the street.